translated one verse from the 7th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam. This is a chapter 15, text number 45. The chapter is entitled Instructions for Civilized Human Beings. And the reason we have chosen this verse is because in the purport Srila Prabhupada speaks about the glories of Sri Nityananda as the original spiritual master, very briefly, but it's a very deep meaning. And then we will speak a little bit on the topic of Nityananda Tattva, or Sri Nityananda is the original guru, and a little bit about his glories and perhaps on Lila and so on. So, too long, we will read once the Sanskrit and then read the translation, purport, and then little discussion. The verse is spoken by Narada Muni to Maharaj Yudhishthira. Yavam Rikaya Tamatma Vachopakalpam Date Garishta Charanarcha Najani Shatam Yanati Matyu Tavalo Dalatasta Shatru Svananda Tushta Upashantaitam Vachakya. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. As long as one has to accept the material body with its different parts and paraphernalia, which are not fully under one's control, one must have the lotus feet of his superiors, namely his spiritual master and the spiritual master's predecessors. By their mercy, one can sharpen the sword of knowledge, and with the power of the Supreme Personality of Godhead's mercy, one must then conquer the enemies mentioned above. In this way, the devotee should be able to merge into his own transcendental bliss, and then he may give up his body and resume his spiritual identity. If you like to repeat for memorization, as long as one has to accept a material body,
as long as one has to accept a material body,
with its different parts and paraphernalia, which are not fully under one's control, one must have the lotus feet of his superiors, namely his spiritual master, and the spiritual master's predecessors. By their mercy, one can sharpen the sword of knowledge.
One can sharpen the sword of knowledge.
And with the power of the Supreme Personality of Godhead's mercy, one must then conquer the enemies mentioned above.
In this way,
the devotee should be able to merge into his own transcendental bliss, and then he may give up his body and resume his spiritual identity. And the enemies mentioned above, I will read them, this is from the previous verse. Another one says, in the conditioned stage, one's conceptions of life are sometimes polluted by passion and ignorance, which are exhibited by attachment, hostility, greed, lamentation, illusion, fear, madness, false prestige, insults, fault finding, deception, envy, intolerance, passion, bewilderment, hunger, and sleep. All of us are affected by these things. Sometimes, or even we could say frequently, when we are not affected by one, we are affected by the other. Sometimes we are sleeping, sometimes we are hungry, sometimes we are intolerant, sometimes we are envious. I mean, I don't say all of finding insults, and sometimes several of them at the same time. So it's a problem. So here, the solution is given, that we should take shelter of the spiritual master. By taking shelter of the spiritual master, the lotus feet of the spiritual master, we're able to become strong spiritually and to overcome these enemies. Or at least, the influence of these enemies becomes very insignificant. As Srila Prabhupada writes in the purport, in Bhagavad Gita 4.9, the word says, Jamakarma Chamadivyam, one who knows the transcendental nature of my appearance and activities does not, upon leaving the body, take his birth again in this material world, but attains my eternal abode, O Arjuna. This is the highest perfection of life, and the human body is meant for this purpose. It is said in Srimad Bhagavatam 11.20.17. etc. The translation is, this human form of body is a most valuable board. And the spiritual master is the captain, Guru Karnadharam, to guide the board in plowing across the ocean of mischance. The instruction of Krishna is a favorable breeze. One must use all these facilities to cross over the ocean of mischance. Since the spiritual master is the captain, one must serve the spiritual master very sincerely, so that by his mercy, one will be able to get the mercy of the Supreme Lord. A significant word here is Ajuta Bala. The spiritual master is certainly very merciful to his disciples, and consequently by satisfying him, a devotee gets strength from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu therefore says, Guru Krishna Prasade Paya Bhakti Radhavich. One must first please the spiritual master, and then one automatically pleases Krishna and gets the strength with which to cross the ocean of the sands. If one seriously decides to return home back to Godhead, one must therefore become strong enough by pleasing the spiritual master, for thus one gets the weapon with which to conquer the enemy. And one also gets the grace of Krishna. Simply getting the weapon of jnana is insufficient. One must sharpen the weapon by serving the spiritual master and adhering to his instructions. Then the candidate will get the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In general warfare, one must take help from his chariot and horses in order to conquer his enemy. And after conquering his enemies, he may give up the chariot and its paraphernalia. Similarly, as long as one has a human body, one should fully use it to obtain the highest perfection of life, namely going back home, back to Godhead. The perfection of knowledge is certainly to become transcendentally situated, as the Lord says in Bhagavad Gita 18.54, Brahma Bhuta Prasanatma. One who is transcendentally situated at once realizes the Supreme Brahman and becomes fully joyful. He never laments nor desires to have anything. He is equally disposed toward all living entities. In that state, he attains pure devotional service. Simply by cultivating knowledge as the impersonal is true, one cannot get out of the clutches of Maya. One must attain the platform of Bhakti. Bhakti Mama Vijayanti. One can understand the Supreme Personality as he is only by devotional service. And when one is in full consciousness of the Supreme Lord by such devotion, he can enter into the kingdom of God, Bhagavad Gita 18.55. Unless one has attained the stage of devotional service and the mercy of the spiritual master and Krishna, there is a possibility that one may fall down and again accept a material body. Therefore, Krishna stresses in Bhagavad Gita again, Jama Karma Chamedivya. One who knows the transcendental nature of my appearance and activities, does not, upon leaving the body, takes his birth again in this material world, but attains my eternal abode, O Arjuna. The word Tathagata, meaning in reality, is very important. Unless one understands Krishna in truth by the mercy of the spiritual master, one is not free to give up his material body. As it is said, Arukya Krishna Param Padam Arukya Krishna Param Padam Tata Padam Piyadova Vita Yushma Tangaya. If one neglects to serve the lotus feet of Krishna, one cannot become free from the material clutches simply by knowledge. Even if one attains the stage of Brahma Padam, merging in Brahman, without bhakti, he is prone to fall down. One must be very careful in regard to the danger of falling down again into material bondage. The only insurance is to come to the stage of bhakti, from which one is sure not to fall. Then one is free from the activities of the material world. In summary, as stated by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, one must get in touch with a bona fide spiritual master coming in the parampara of Krishna consciousness. For by his mercy and instructions, one is able to get strength from Krishna. Thus, one engages in devotional service and attains the ultimate goal of life, the lotus feet of Vishnu. Significant in this verse are the words Yanasim Achyutabala. Yanasim, the sword of knowledge, is given by Krishna. And when one serves the Guru and Krishna in order to hold the sword of Krishna's instructions, Balaram gives one strength. Balaram is Nityananda. Prajendra Nandana Ye, Shachi Sutta Hoyo Se, Balaram Hoyo Nitai. This Balaram comes with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and both of them are so merciful that in this age of Kali, one may very easily take shelter of their lotus feet. They come especially to deliver the fallen souls of this age. Pati tapi yatachila hari name udalila. Their weapon is sankirtan, hari name. Thus one should accept the sword of knowledge from Krishna and be strong with the mercy of Balaram. We are therefore worshipping Krishna Balaram in Vrindavan. In the Mandaka Upanishad it is said, Nayam Atma Vala Hirena Labhyo. One cannot attain the goal of life without the mercy of Balaram. Sri Narottam Das Thakur therefore says, Nitayera Karuna Habe Praje Vala Krishna Pave. When one receives the mercy of Balaram, Nityananda, one can attain the lotus feet of Radha and Krishna very easily. Sesam Banda Nahiya, Pritta Jamma Genuta, Vidya Kulehi Kaliveta. If one has no connection with Nitai, Balaram, then even though one is a very learned scholar, Jnani, one has taken birth in a very respectable family, these assets will not help him. We must therefore conquer the enemies of Krishna consciousness with the strength received from Balaram. So Srila Prabhupada here establishes the Nityananda Tattva or Balaram Tattva, also Guru Tattva. That was explained here. We worship the spiritual master because the spiritual master is a representative of Sri Nityananda Prabhu. And Sri Nityananda Prabhu is Balaram himself, who is Krishna himself as a servitor, as a servitor Godhead, as Srila Prabhupada writes it in Chaitanya Charitamrita. His God who is serving God. This is the spiritual master. And this is actually Balaam. And then the spiritual master is a representative of such servitor Godhead. We find in Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat in the beginning of this work, Sri Vrindavan Das Thakur offers obeisances to Sri Balaram, Sri Nityananda, and he's invoking for his mercy to recite the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he writes in this way, I offer my respectful obeisances to my worshipable Lord and spiritual master Sri Nityananda Roy, by whose mercy the transcendental pastimes of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu become spontaneously manifest. With a thousand tongues, we should incessantly glorify the Supreme Lord Balaram, because his thousand mouths, as an antecessor, constantly glorify Lord Krishna. Just as priceless gems are kept in secure custody, so also the invaluable jewel of knowledge about Krishna's pastimes is kept safely in the mouth of Ananta Dev. Therefore, the tongue which initially glorifies Balaram will automatically be qualified to vibrate the transcendental pastimes of Sri Chaitanya. So, the Lord is glorified with thousands of mouths, and actually, in turn, Lord Baladev and Antashesha is his expansion. With thousands of mouths, he is glorifying Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he never ends describing his glories. There is no end to the glorification of the Lord. And the spiritual masters, they are actually the representatives of Sri Nityananda Prabhu, Sri Baladev. And they are with their mouth, like all together, with thousands of mouths, all the different Vaishnava gurus, they are glorifying the Lord. And there is no end to how much Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Sri Sri Radha Krishna are glorified by the representatives of Sri Nityananda Prabhu. Sri Nityananda Prabhu appeared in Bangladesh. He appeared in Bangladesh. Of course, when the devotees bought, the servants of Prabhupada bought this place, they didn't know much about Sanskrit and Bengali. I don't know much either, but at that time they didn't know. And then when they thought that the name Radhadesh mentioned in Chaitanya Charitamrita stands for the land of Srimati Radharani, so they gave the name Radhadesh, this place, thinking this is the land of Srimati Radharani. And indeed it is the land of Radha. But the meaning of Radhadesh, generally given in Chaitanya Charitamrita, is the place, the area in Bengal, where the Ganges does not flow. So this is Radhadesh. One devotee jokingly told me, it means barren land, because the Ganges doesn't flow. Of course, here we have lots of rains by the mercy of Sri Nityananda and Srimati Radharani. But that's the meaning of the place. So, and therefore, because it was a barren land, generally sometimes there would be poverty. There would be scarcity. So Sri Nityananda Prabhu, to show his mercy, he appeared in the village of Ekachatra Gram. And it is described how when he appeared, there was no scarcity and all speciousness manifested in Radhadesh, despite the lack of water. Vrindavana Thakur writes, Sri Nityananda Prabhu, the Lord of the Gaudiya Vaishnavas, appeared in the village of Ekachatra. His father was a Brahmana named Hadai Pandit, and his mother was Srimati Padmavati Devi. From his early childhood, Sri Nityananda Prabhu had a serene, very peaceful disposition, and was highly intelligent. He was a reservoir of excellences. His charming beauty overshadowed the attractiveness of millions upon millions of cupids. From the time of Nityananda's birth, everything became auspicious in Radhavish. So if we feel that there is any auspiciousness, by the mercy of Sri Nityananda there is not, but if we still feel that there is any auspiciousness here in Radhavish, we should remember Sri Nityananda Prabhu and glorify him. Yeah. And then all inauspiciousness will immediately vanish. Famine, poverty, and all kinds of disturbances were dispelled. It seems that prior to that, it used to be these things because of the lack of water. On the day of Lord Chaitanya's appearance in Navadvip, Sri Nityananda, who was still in Radhavish, roared with jubilation. The song of that roar filled the universe and robbed every one of their senses. Some people speculated it must be a thunderclap. Thunderclap is like a thunder. So it was the rolling of Lord Nityananda, but everyone thought, okay, some thundering is happening, is taking place. Others thought it was the sound of some impending disaster. Still others said, we know the reason for this sound. Lord Nityananda, the Lord of the Gaudiya Vaishnavas, is roaring in ecstasy. So Sri Nityananda Prabhu, he was waiting for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to manifest his pastimes. Vrindavan Das Thakur describes, following his childhood for 12 years, he was manifesting the beautiful pastimes of Krishna in Vrindavan, and also of Lord Ramachandra, and especially he will take his own role as Balaram and as Lakshman. And they will play different dramas with the other children. Nityananda Prabhu, as a child in Thai, he will be the director of the drama. And all the children, by his inspiration, will play their assigned roles very expertly, in a very inspired way. Some examples are given here. Acting like Sri Krishna, Sri Nityananda pretended to kill the mad elephant Kubalayapida and the two wrestlers, Chanura and Mushtika, in the arena of Kamsa. Then he saw out a young friend who was dressed as Kamsa, pulled him down by his hair, and straddled his chest. After the mock killing of cruel King Kamsa, Nitai danced jubilantly with his young friends, and everyone who was watching the drama began to laugh most joyfully in appreciation. In this delightful way, Sri Nityananda and his young friends imitated the many different transcendental pastimes of the various incarnations of the Supreme Godhead, Sri Krishna and Sri Balaram. The elders in the village were wondering, how is it that this child knows this pastime so well? They were asking, how is it that they know so well? And then Nitai sometimes will say, these are my pastimes. I know them because these are my pastimes. No one really could understand it, but how this child is. This was the real fact. So later on, when he was 12 years old, Astarling Sanyasi came to the house of Hadai Pandit and Padmavati Devi, and Nitai's parents, and then he asked, after staying there, Hadai Pandit was very pleased with him, and he offered him, can I do any service for you? You can ask me whatever you like, I will give to you. This was a mistake, actually. It It was a mistake in that if he knew what he was going to ask, he had no promise like that. Most probably. So, anyway, these are the Wilmington and his pastimes. He inspired his father to speak in this way. And then the sannyasi said, I am a Tamil sannyasi, I am alone, and I need a brahmachari assistant. Can you come with me? Please give me your son for some time. I will take him up. He can travel with me and I will take him up spiritually. Then he can come back. So when Hadai Oja heard that, it was like if a thunderbolt had crashed his heart. He was totally perturbed. And he went to consult his wife. He said, give me, I need to consult him. He didn't want to say no to the sannyasi because he had promised and he had great respect. On the other hand, what he had asked was more than he could bear. So finally he said, whatever you decide, I will accept. It's your decision. So the result, you can imagine mothers probably. Imagine you have a girl in the island, a son, and he's 12, just 12. Some Atharvan sannyasi comes, and he was, your husband says, I promise them I will give whatever you ask, I will give. And then the sannyasi says, give me your son, give me the island. What would you do? What would you say? Very, very, very difficult. Very difficult decision. But because he wanted to follow her Brahman husband, and she wanted to follow her Brahman husband, and didn't want to incur in irreligious principles, because they had promised. So she said, okay, you decide, whatever you decide, I will take it, no matter what, whatever it is. Even if they were going to die, these are the principles of devotees. In Bad Ashram society, in the ancient times, they were so committed to their duties. They were willing to give their life. If they had to fulfill their dharma, they would give their life, no matter what. In Kali Yuga, this is rarely seen, but this was their commitment. Even having God as child. So finally they agreed, and actually as soon as the sannyasi left with Sri Nityananda, Hadai Oja fainted and he became mad, totally mad. And the people in the village were saying, what happened to Hadai Oja? He has become completely mad. And for 20 years, he was just keeping his life with the hope that someday he will see again his beloved Nitai. So Sri Nityananda Prabhu traveled during 20 years all over India, and he's describing Chaitanya Bhagavat how he met Sri Madhavendra Puri. Sometimes it is not clear. From the descriptions given by Vrindavan Das Thakur, it seems that the sannyasi who took Nityananda and Madhavendra Puri are a different person. Sometimes they have been identified as the same person, but there is a different description to parts of the Bhagavat. There are two descriptions given that Sri Nityananda Prabhu received initiation from Sri Madhavendra Puri. Sometimes it is mentioned, it is said, that he received initiation from Sri Lakshmipati Tirtha, who was the spiritual master of Sri Madhavendra Puri. Whatever may be the case, he experienced great divine ecstasy in the association of Sri Madhavendra Puri Goswami, has been described by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as the root of the tree of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He is the real root from whom the divine love of Sri Sri Radha Krishna, Radha Krishna Prem, was firstly manifest. And both Nityananda Prabhu and Sri Madhavendra Puri, they share these exchanges of love. And you can read about this in Chaitanya Bhagavata, so there is a full chapter on that. Later on, Sri Nityananda Prabhu went to Sri Vrindavan Dham, and it is described by Vrindavan Das Thakur that he waited there in great ecstasy. It is described that his foot was playing with the sand of the Yamuna River. He will, like Krishna Madhavan used to play, he was exhibiting a mood of playfulness. And actually, this mood of playfulness was exhibited during his whole life. Therefore, sometimes Sri Nityananda has been named Nityananda Avaduta, because he was very playful. And he will act in ways which will be totally unexpected. Like, for example, just to give you an idea, when he met Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Navadvip, he was more than 30 years in the Lila, more than 30 years old, and he used to suck the breast of Mother Malini Devi, the wife of Sri Vastaka. This is totally unusual. Who is 32 years old here? Of the men. Imagine sucking the breast. So this was the Lila. She didn't do anything. She could do anything. Therefore, sometimes Sri Nityananda Prabhu has been criticized by people who didn't understand his divine pastimes. Of course, his main pastime, the pastimes we can relate more to, is when he distributes love of Godhead to Jagaya Madai, and he is completely merciful. Akroda Paramananda Nityananda Roy. He never gets angry. Generally speaking, he never gets angry. Only there is. Sometimes there is one exceptional cases, like when another exhibition of the Avadut pastimes, when he kicked Shivananda Sen. Remember that story? Sri Nityananda Prabhu remained in Bengal by the order of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was living in Jagannath Puri for 18 years, and he ordered Sri Nityananda Prabhu, when the devotees from Bengal come to Ratha Yatra, you cannot come. You must stay preaching. Why? Because he is the Adi Guru, the original Guru. The original Guru must preach. This is the example. Gurus must preach the glories of the Lord. This is the purpose of becoming Guru. Otherwise, there is no reason for becoming Guru. Becoming Guru to receive worship, it is not the purpose, it is not the reason. The reason is, on the order of Sri Chaitanya and Sri Nityananda, to preach the glories of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and this is of the Lord, of Lord Krishna, and this is for everyone to become. Not just sannyasis, but especially grihasthas. Especially grihasthas must become gurus and preach the message of Sri Chaitanya and Sri Nityananda, and distribute the holy name wherever they can. Somehow or other, some responsibility must be taken to preach the glories of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the holy name of Krishna, as Sri Nityananda Prabhu exemplified. So, anyway, Sri Nityananda Prabhu, he did this in Bengal for many, many years, and many, many sinners were completely transformed by his mercy. He would bow down in front of the feet of whoever didn't want to chant. He would bow down and beg them with a blade of grass or straw between his teeth. He would beg them, please chant the holy name of Krishna at least once. And the people, they would become very impressed, even afraid sometimes, because Nityananda Prabhu was very big, and sometimes it is described like a golden mountain. It was like if a golden mountain was pouring down before them, and then they will chant Hare Krishna. By ecstasy, well, because they were inspired, or even by fear. But whatever it was the case, they were chanting the holy name of Lord Krishna. And therefore Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has written many songs about the glories of the marketplace, the holy name of Krishna, its festival. Can I? No, the boss. The vice president is yours. It's okay? A little bit more? Can I continue a little bit more? Because the time was 9:45, according to what's written there.
Still has Nityananda's there. So if you see his glories, you can hold on there.
So Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has written many beautiful songs describing the marketplace of the holy name. We sang one in the beginning, and also there is the other song, Nadiya Godhume Nityananda Mahajan, you must have heard. Nadiya Godhume Nityananda Mahajan, Pati Yachana Mahata Jivarakkaram. Meaning that Lord Nityananda, the magnanimity of Lord Nityananda, in the holy land of Godhume Nadiya, has opened a marketplace of the holy name for the deliverance of all the conditioned souls. O people of faith, O people of faith, simply chant the holy name of Krishna. And then he says, Prabhura Vyai Vai Madhya Vika, Bolo Krishna, Vayu Krishna, Koro Krishna Shiksha. He's asking only one like he's going as a beggar. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked him, and Haridas Thakur, to start door-to-door sankirtan. And Sri Prabhupada asked us, go out and door-to-door sankirtan. We should go out and meet people. We should do things. Go out and meet the people. At least from time to time, we should do that. The Jehovah Witnesses, they do that. They are witnesses. So we should also be witnesses, like Jagai Madai, that is described as witnesses of Sri Nityananda's grace, Tara Sakshi Jagai Madai. So we should be witnesses of Nityananda's glory and go out and do kirtan and meet people in their homes or in the street and invite them to at least to listen the holy name, to read something about Krishna's message. Or at least we can give a little invitation if we are fearful that people will not like us. We can give an invitation, or we don't want to ask any donation because we don't like to ask for money. That's fine. The only alm that Sri Nityananda Prabhu was asking, Bolo Krishna, Bhagu Krishna, Koro Krishna Shiksha. Simply chant the holy name of Krishna, worship Krishna, and act according to the instructions of Krishna. This was his alm. And he will be very happy when he will receive it. And then, Aparada Shunya Hoje Loha Krishna Nam, Krishna Mata Krishna Pita Krishna Dana Pran. Lord Nityananda says, without offenses, just chant Krishna Nam, holy name of Krishna. This is the process. He is distributing the holy name of Krishna. By chanting without offenses, we are able to become free from all the negative influence that we read in the beginning in the Bhagavatam verse. By chanting, following the instructions of the spiritual master. Krishna Mata, Krishna Pita, Krishna Dhanapran. Krishna is your father. Krishna is your mother. Someone will tell me, my father may not like the chant. My mother may not like it, maybe from another tradition. And Lord Nityananda is saying, we don't care about that. Krishna is your father, Krishna is your mother. Krishna Dana Pran, Krishna is your treasure, the treasure of your life. Even if you will lose money by chanting, you should chant. But don't worry, you will not lose money. You will ever. And if you don't earn money, you will earn even more, something greater than money. The real treasure. Kolokera Prima Dana Harinama Sankirtana. The Harinam Sankirtan is descending from Goloka Vrindavan down. And this is a real treasure. The treasure from the holy name of Krishna is a real treasure of life. And we should listen to it and chant it without offenses. And then Sri Nityananda says that we should show jiva doya, compassion to other souls by propagating the holy name of Krishna. And therefore we are inviting everyone to go this afternoon. It's a transcendental publicity is not. We're inviting everyone to go to Namur, the place where the Nam is chanted. So please, if you didn't make up your mind to come, if you can, I know some of you have stayed up, you may not be able to come, but if you can, please come. This will be very pleasing to Sri Nityananda Prabhu. The more we go, the more pleasing it will be, because this is his instruction. This is his desire. So finally, to end, sometimes, although Sri Nityananda Prabhu, generally he will be very, very merciful, and he will never become angry, as Swachanda Thakur describes, akrodha paramananda nityananda roye. Although that's the case, in exceptional occasions, sometimes for lila, he became angry. Well, that's exception. And this happened in one occasion. Sri Nityananda Prabhu was sitting now preaching for many years, and then one year decided, okay, I'm going to put it to see Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for Radha Yatra this year. This year I cannot miss it. So he decided to go. And during the trip, Sivananda Sen was a devotee, very dear devotee of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, his family is like my own family. He was so close to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Even a dog who took shelter of Sivananda Sen received Krishna prema from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, just because he took shelter of Sivananda Sen. Sivananda Sen said, I will not go in the world if the dog is not allowed in. The boatman didn't want to let the dog in. And he said, then you don't travel. So finally, okay, she paid something more, the dog came in. Later on, that dog was liberated. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu loved so much, she would understand, that whoever was his relative was very dear to him. So what happened is that at some point during the travel, there was some complication, and Sivananda Sen had to stay back negotiating with some tax collectors. They were asking too much rupees, and they had to leave that negotiating. And the whole group continued traveling, and they arrived to a place where there was there was no place to stay, and there was only a tree. So they were waiting there under a tree. Those of you who travel on Padayatra, who did Padayatra sometime? Yeah. You may have experienced, did you ever experience that you arrived to a place and then there was nothing arranged? And then the devotee who was arranged had to find. Did you experience that? Sometime? I did experience, and sometimes was an austerity. So Sri Nityananda Prabhu, when he arrived, he was there waiting. He became very hungry. Very, very hungry. And probably he was upset that the devotees were waiting. It is mentioned in the Lila Chaitanya Charitamrita. He was very hungry. And he said, what is this rascal? She won't understand. He's supposed to arrange this, and he didn't arrange. I'm very hungry. Does she won't understand? I curse his three sons to die. Abhadutta is very heavy. Very, very heavy. And then Sivananda Sen's wife started crying. She was crying. You can imagine. Mother, my sons are going to die in the underground. And then the girl was upset. They're going to die. No, he said it, and they're going to die. She was crying. When Sivananda Sen came, and then she found out what happened. And his wife was crying. She said, don't cry. If we have made upset Nityananda Prabhu, if all of us must die, let us die. for the sake of the pleasure of Nityananda Prabhu. This was the level of devotion of Sivananda Sen. He just wanted the pleasure of Sri Nityananda. And then there was one devotee, the nephew of Sivananda Sen, named Srikanta. He became very upset. And he went walking to Puri ahead. He went ahead to meet Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and to put a complaint against Sri Nityananda Prabhu. Oh, Sri, this is too much. How can you cross? Sivananda Sen is doing all these arrangements. He was paying the taxes. And we just have to wait some time. And no, this was his mentality. Anyway, Sivananda Sen went to Sri Nityananda Prabhu and fell flat before his father's feet. He was saying, I'm sorry, and immediately he arranged a place of a milkman to stay for Sri Nityananda Prabhu's house. Nice place. And Nityananda Prabhu, immediately he was pleased. He embraced him, full of prema, love of God. He embraced Sivananda Sen. So actually the curse didn't take place. This was just lila. I mean, there was a curse, but no one died. Not only that, but actually when Srikanta arrived to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's place, and he didn't really put the complaint. The complaint was there, and he came, he was dressed. Normally the tradition was that in order to offer obeisances, to pay obeisances to the Lord, like we do it in the altar, we shouldn't use kurta. We shouldn't have any kurta or jacket. The jacket may be used, or even that sometimes should be taken off, and then we pay obeisances. This is for male devotees. This was a tradition. When Srikanta came, he was so disturbed that he didn't take as he normally would have done. And then Govinda, our Lord Chaitanya's servant, said, what are you doing? Take out the jacket. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, no, don't, no need to do that. He's in a very afflicted state of heart. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, being of omniscience, he could see what was happening in the heart of Srikanta. And he said, it's okay, he can talk like that. And he started asking about the devotees, who are the devotees. And then Srikanta became more pacified. Then the devotees arrived, and when Sivananda Sen arrived with his sons, not only that, but the little son, the smallest son, named Paramananda Das, also known as Puri Das, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu let him lead from his stall, his lotus stall. And actually, this Paramananda Das was a baby, little baby. He became later on Kavi Karnapur, the author of Chaitanya Chandraya Nataka, by the empowerment given by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So this was the death, the curse of Sri Nityananda Prabhu. This is the curse. He causes someone to die. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gives the mercy that no one else gets. Just see how great is the mercy of Sri Nityananda Prabhu. So we can pray to Sri Nityananda, whatever, he can bless us or he can curse us. Whatever, but please do not remain indifferent to us. We should pray in this way. And especially, of course, we pray for mercy so that our mundane consciousness may become very insignificant to the point that we can serve Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, also his servants, and Sri Radha Gopinath in a very faithful way. So today is a very auspicious day, and we should get as much mercy of Sri Nityananda as possible. Don't be shy. Here in Belgium sometimes, the other day someone accused the Belgians, or those of us living here in Belgium, someone accused, are you shy? Madhava Prabhu was in the kirtan, because the devotees were a bit shy in the kirtan. He said, are you shy? So we shouldn't be shy. Today, at least today, we shouldn't be shy. We should be a bit cheeky. very much. Shri Jananda Prabhu Ki Jai. I think we stopped here because we have to go.